wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. I hope all is well. Shamiqua Hosclaw was one of the greatest college basketball players of all time. Folks were predicting tremendous greatness for her when she made it to the WNBA. But it was the death of her grandmother that really changed her life and led her down a path of self-discovery and really dealing with the issue of depression. And she talks about that and other issues in her new book, Breaking Through, Beating the Odds, Shot After Shot. And she joins us this morning. Shamiqua, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
A lot of people were stunned when you stepped away from the WNBA and they said, you know, is she homesick? What's going on? And it was a very difficult thing for folks to wrap their arms around. And then when you finally came out and said that it was depression, people were still saying, we don't really quite understand. You're a star. How do you go through something like this?
Exactly. You know, since I was younger, you know, I was really great at basketball. What people fail to realize is that, you know, I had two alcoholic parents. You know, I was forced, you know, by the government to go live with my grandmother. So I was basically taken out of the only home that I knew and had to readjust in life. That's the first time I realized that, you know, my grandmother realized I was dealing with depression and she got me help. My grandmother provided this like stable environment. It was really protective and nourished me and my brother. And then I go on to college, you know, I go out there, high school, 4 state championships. You know, basketball became like my coping mechanism. It became like my drug. I go on to college, 3 out of 4 championships, another protective environment, playing for Pat Summitt. We are shooting documentaries, HBO documentaries, doing commercials. I mean, just amazing things in college. Then I go into the pros, and, you know, I'm considered like the female Michael Jordan. I mean, all these great things are happening, endorsement deals, billboards, commercials with Michael Jordan. The next thing you know, the person that is close to me that helped me through this was my grandmother. She passed away from a heart attack. You know, I didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't have that protective environment of Pat Summitt. I didn't have that protective environment of my grandmother anymore. Here I was, this young person in Washington, D.C., who people really expect a lot from. And I just lost control. It's like I was living a double life. You know, I was being everything that everybody else wanted me to be and, you know, having my highs and lows. But when I went home at night, you know, I was really struggling, you know, sitting in the dark. A lot of different thoughts were going through my mind. And, you know, finally, you know, I just lost it.
How did you lose it?
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
How did you lose it when you say you lost it?
When I say I lost it, you know, things just spiral out of control. It was like a person that I didn't recognize, you know. I started drinking more. I started just having all these type of thoughts in my head. You know, I didn't want to be here anymore. I was just tired. And when I tried to talk to people close to me, they didn't understand. I'm like, come on, man, you need to go to church. You need to pray about it. Everything's going to be okay. This is what you wanted in life. This is what you asked for. You know, you have everywhere you drive around D.C., you know, everybody knows you. Your face is on the side of the MCI Center. You know, snap out of it. You've gotten out of your environment. You know, you have money now. You have a house. Like, you made it. And what they didn't realize is that, man, like, I had lost this person that, like I said, that has given me so much. This is the reason why I fought so hard to make it, was to, you know, overcome my environments, to get out of the story of projects, to get my college degree, to make my grandmother happy. And when I lost it, honestly, like, when I say I lost it, I just lost control.
Suicide? Did you think about suicide?
Yeah, I thought about it. And actually, when I was in L.A. in 2007, it's just like things became too much, and I did attempt suicide. And, you know, luckily my friend got me to Sentinel Hospital in L.A., and it was the worst night of my life.
You are a national spokesperson for the mental health organization Active Minds, and one of the things that we also recognize, and you talked about, folks said you should just pray about it. For African Americans, there is a significant stigma when it comes to depression, the unwillingness to seek help, to reach out. Terry Williams talks about this in her book Black Pain as well. So speak to that, being African American, and people are saying just snap out of it. I mean, we don't see what the big deal is.
You know, I was lucky to be on a panel with Dr. Satcher. He was the U.S. Surgeon General right. under the Clinton administration. And Dr.
David Satcher.
Yes, yes. He's telling me, Shamiqua, like, we as an African-American community, we don't necessarily have the resources, but it's sad because we need it the most. You know, we have struggles and things that we're dealing with, and in our community, we don't open the conversation enough. We laugh. We have this uncle who constantly we see maybe schizophrenic, who talks to himself. It's like, man, this guy is crazy. Instead of saying he's crazy, what we need to do is say, look, he has a problem. Let's find resources. Let's communicate with him. Let's get him help, because it takes a balance. A lot of people have chemical imbalances. Yes, they need help. It's okay to go to the doctor and see if you need medication. Also, you need prayer also. I think it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. And laughter.
We need that too.
And Shamik, I definitely, and your point about sports, we talk about a lot of these players, but there are a lot of athletes who really go through this, and then they go through drama, people get arrested, all kind of different stuff. And this is one of the most underappreciated aspects in sports. They really don't deal with the issue of mental illness in sports as well. So hopefully the pro leagues will also confront that. Again, Shamiko, we certainly appreciate it. The book is called Breaking Through, Beating the Odds, Shot After Shot. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.